Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Vikings begin their three-game road trip today in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. Sounds like, and I have not seen the inactives for Jacksonville yet, but I think it is pretty much a done deal that Trevor Lawrence is not playing today. Josh, have we had that confirmed?
I believe Schefter dropped that bombshell this morning for sure. So either way, and I talked about this a little bit yesterday as well. Let's be honest. Is it really a factor?
Jacksonville's hot garbage.
Is it really a factor whether or not Trevor does play? Because Trevor is one of, so far, not living up to the potential that I think Jacksonville had hoped he would.
Well, don't get me started on what teams think they're going to get out of these quarterbacks when you have a terrible situation. Yeah. I mean, and actually that goes perfectly into Sam Darnold, which is who I was, you know, we want to talk about here. And again, you know, the idea that you're going to bring in a quarterback with nothing around him, and Jacksonville doesn't have a ton around Trevor Lawrence and has not had a ton around him to help him succeed. He is inactive today, by the way. The leading receiver is Brian Thomas Jr. He's got 595 yards. It's just not, you know, you're not setting up to succeed. And I think there's been an argument out there forever that Sam Darnold has not had that, has not had around him the cast of characters to succeed. Now he does. He does in Minnesota. And even though they eke out a win last week against, I guess, eke out, it's more than eke out. But it wasn't necessarily his best performance, I didn't think. A 21-13 win over Indianapolis. But as I look back through it again, his completion percentage, still, he completed 82% of his passes last week against Indianapolis. And three touchdowns, two interceptions. The interceptions, at least one of those, I think he'd definitely want back. And so what I kind of found myself doing was saying, all right, Dave, and I have been on the Sam Darnold bandwagon since week one, and he came out, and we're like, oh my gosh, how has anyone ever ignored this kid? How have they not seen this? But I think we're starting to see now, and we've talked about when it's going to happen, this regression to the mean of Sam Darnold, and when are we going to see it? I think we've seen it the last 3 weeks, but I also think the mean is not as low as we thought it was. So what we really need to do here is pump the brakes just a little bit on Sam Darnold, but not too much. I'm not saying that this guy is not, you know, that he's an all-star. He's not. Or a Pro Bowler, whatever you want to, whatever they call it. They don't even do a Pro Bowl anymore. It's just a skills competition. But I do think it's important to recognize that Sam Darnold is overperforming what people thought he was going to do. And he is exactly what I think the Vikings had hoped he would be, which is a bargain placeholder. And he's a bargain. At what they're paying him, he's a bargain. And next year, he's either going to be a backup or he'll be somewhere else. And then you will have J.J. McCarthy come in. But you know, a couple weeks, and I know these last few weeks that the whispers have been louder and louder that Sam Darnold, maybe he's not, you know, maybe they should try to get rid of him. And, you know, a couple weeks ago is the idea of wanting to trade him, which is ridiculous. And so I'll ask you this. Of the, and I'm not saying overall number one guys out there, but of the maybe journeyman quarterbacks or guys that have been moved around, is there someone you would rather have than Sam Darnold right now? When you look at the list of either potential free agents, and it might be, and he's one of those next year, who would you rather have than him? Josh, is there anyone out there? And I'll put this to you. I'll put this to our listeners on the stylesfinancial.com talking text line, 651-461-9226. Is there another backup quarterback? Because Darnold is a backup. Let's be very clear. He was the backup. Is there a better backup quarterback that you'd rather have right now on your roster than Sam Darnold? I say no. I don't think that there is. What do you think, Josh?
Backup, no. Obviously, we all know the Baker Mayfield story is very similar and almost is very correlated to, because they both played on the same team. They both were in a probably worse situation than Jacksonville and Carolina. That was just a hot mess. But as far as a backup, the only one I can really think of is Stetson Bennett, because I don't know. I don't know if he would be better in a different system than L.A. I'm not ripping on Sean McVay. I think he's one of the best coaches out there. I don't think they have quite all the pieces for that. And being under Matthew Stafford is a great learning tree. We learned that also with Baker Mayfield. But still, like, I'm trying to think of some backups that are just sitting out there. The next Case Keenum, if you will, of quarterbacks. Because, you know, Stetson, I keep forgetting that he's on that Rams team. Mm-hmm. And this is his second year in the league. So I'm just trying to think if there is possibly a different option out there.
Andy Dalton.
Justin Fields, maybe,
but I would not. I would much rather have Sam Darnold in his current state than any of them. And I think, you know, the other thing to think about here is obviously he's on a 1 year deal, but he's only played now one game with T.J. Hockenson. I think last week was the first week that he played. And you know, we talked about that with Matt Collar last week, that having T.J. Hockenson back is another – he's your wide receiver three. He is your wide receiver number three. And so I still think when you look at his statistics and what he's done throughout this year, it's just – you know, someone texted in the first hour that it's – at some point, you know, speaking about the Gophers, you have to – understand what this truly is, which is an average football program. And so I would extend that to your Vikings quarterbacks and say, you have to understand that Sam Darnold is a average to better than average NFL quarterback at this point.
Yeah.
And I don't think that there's a better option out there that anyone would be, you know, that you'd want. And so I've been very happy with the way he's played. And I think we're going to see here, as long as the Vikings don't trip, you've got Jacksonville this week. You've got Tennessee after that. You've got Chicago, Arizona, and then the big one with the Falcons in week 14, which should be an exciting game. But I mean, barring injury, this game is a win today for Minnesota. The Titans game is a win. The Bears are a mess. Yeah. They're a mess.
Not good.
Caleb Williams, they are going to squander Caleb Williams, I think, just like they did Mitch Trubisky, just like they, you know, other teams
Justin
have done.
Fields. Yeah.
Justin Fields as well. I mean, there's any number. What are these teams going to learn? I'm not the smartest football guy in the room. I'm not the smartest any guy in the room. But it is so apparent to me that bringing in a rookie quarterback in a bad situation almost never works.
I think
it almost never works.
I can't remember if it was Brady or Rodgers this past week talked about a little bit about that, where these teams need to stop throwing in rookie quarterbacks into the first year, and they need to have them sit back and, you know, be under a learning tree for maybe a year or half a season or something, just so they can get kind of the feel for things, because you're taking the training wheels off relatively quickly, and you're finding out real quick whether or not, because fans and organizations, they want now. They don't have like, we don't live in a sports society where, you know, we have the patience to sit on these things. We want results ASAP.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the problem that we're facing. And another name I'm going to throw out there to you, because I think this is an interesting backup option that I think a lot of people, including myself, would entertain on this squad with this offensive line, is Michael Penix Jr. in Atlanta.
I would have loved to have had him here.
Yeah.
I was not shy. Pete and I both talked about how much we liked him.
Yeah.
And speaking of the Falcons, at draft time, we all laughed. Right, we all were like, "What are you doing? You're taking your pick in the first round after you've just spent big money on a quarterback." And we all were like, "What are you doing?" Now, who looks like the idiot? They're 6-3. Kirk Cousins is playing well. Michael Penix Jr. is learning, and when Kirk is done or eventually starts to fall off, they've got their quarterback of the future. They were smarter than everybody.
Yeah.
And we laughed at them. We all said, oh, you guys are idiots. Why are you doing this? And, I mean, if you look at the teams that drafted quarterbacks in the first round this year and maybe even last year, the Commanders are about the only one that's really, you know, with Jaden Daniels that have had success this year. Am I right? Am I missing somebody?
Jaden's in the MVP conversation, if you ask me. Like, honestly,
as a rookie? Eh.
Yeah, I don't know. He's putting up some serious numbers, and he's a big reason why that team is doing as well as they are. And I'm looking at this TV screen in the studio right now, and I'm looking at a quarterback that kind of fits your description of why players shouldn't go full throttle into the start of the season, and it's Josh Allen. We all remember his first year in Buffalo. Yes, he beat the Vikings. We all remember that little clunker at U.S. Bank Stadium. It wasn't good. But Josh Allen, it took a couple seasons for them to get the wheels off the ground with him, and now he's one of the top quarterbacks in the league.
Who did they surround him with? I mean, he had Diggs around him. He had Sammy Watkins around him. They had LeSean McCoy at one point in the backfield. I mean, he was surrounded with talent. I don't, you know, when you look at Caleb Williams, what does he have around him?
It's so unfair. I honestly, if you ask me, I feel for Caleb.
I do.
I wish Chicago was not where he landed, because I knew it was going to be an area he was not going to be able to get back out of. Like, once you jump in that hole, you can't climb back out of it, and it's very hard to do that. And we're learning that real quick, that Caleb is not fit for that system. Maybe he can progress and develop his skills in the offseason, but, man, it's a tough spot to be when you don't have a lot of tools, because Chicago didn't go super big in the offseason like a lot of teams did. And we're seeing it right now.
The StylesFinancial.com talking text line. How many average do a little better than average quarterbacks have played in the Super Bowl? I can think of three off the top of my head. Doug Williams, Rich Gannon, Wade Wilson. Foles. You could add. What's that? Nick Foles. Foles. Yep. Trent Dilfer. All okay quarterbacks that – and I think some of those – I mean, I think of Dilfer, and I think of that amazing Ravens defense. Doug Williams was a pretty good quarterback in Washington, from what I remember. I think he was a little better than average.
I'm as big of a Jalen fan as anybody, but we're starting to learn that he has a pretty low ceiling right now, at least, just with injuries and whatnot. So I don't know if I put him in the okay category, but he's another one where, he made it to the Super Bowl, but they didn't. It didn't amount to much against Kansas City.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
No, it did not.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.